Many times in the secular world, the core understanding or belief of science or industry can easily become obscured by new and innovative ideas. This is also true for the church. Yet today we have a very rich text that gets us back to basics. Science, a prime example where we can see innovations and new thoughts that go beyond recognition when they fail to remember the base science on which they are founded. When this happens, the core science has been compromised beyond recognition. It is only when the scientist goes back to the core understanding and base hypothesis that they are able to make sure that the scientific theory is intact. Otherwise, the science becomes a house of cards that will eventually give away. In business and the investment world, the same is true. Basic fundamentals that have stood the test of time remain the anchor of good business. Over the years, new approaches and paradigms are built out of these fundamentals. Like so many things, these new ideas eventually move so far from the truth that the basic values are no longer recognizable. New theories that have evolved over the years fall by the wayside as the corporate world goes back to the basics of faithful management, sound money stewardship, and dividends to those who take the risk. And yes, theological study can also fall into these same progressive thoughts. Discounting the importance of the truth of the past, the theologians of the church move to new discoveries and realities, only to lose the fundamentals of the faith. We are blessed in this church to have a firm adherence to the scriptures and a confessional integrity that keeps us honest about who we are and what we believe. However, we also have a sinful nature. A sinful nature that can fall prey to thoughts outside of our confession, outside of our norm of faith. Faith becomes emphasized over baptism. The Christian life is emphasized over the redemptive work of Christ. Even heated debates over head coverings and when the quiver is truly full. You see, today's text causes us to go back to the basic fundamentals of what we believe as Christians. It even includes John 3:16. A verse that every Sunday school child learns and memorizes almost yearly as part of their training. Remember the John 3:16 signs that used to be proudly displayed at so many sporting events. I doubt any of those pious saints with their signs ever were able to convert an armchair quarterback with a 12-pack of Bud Light. Early in his ministry, Jesus revealed the way to enter God's eternal kingdom. We must be born again. A birth from above brought about by water and the Spirit. In his conversation with Nicodemus, Christ states, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. From the beginning, the church has recognized water to be the waters of baptism, the Spirit to be the Holy Spirit. The new birth is for you, sinful men and women. You are now being joined to Christ through the waters of baptism and receiving the Holy Spirit. Salvation then is more than just the forgiveness of sins, more than mental acceptance of Christ and his teachings, for in salvation we are given union with God through Christ, a right and full relationship with the Holy Trinity, and a restoration of our full humanity. All these things are accomplished through the incarnation, the union of God and man in the person of Jesus Christ, a flesh-to-flesh relationship. St. Paul likens this incredible relationship to that of a husband and wife. Throughout the epistles, the apostles remind us that the new birth is necessary for salvation. We die to sin, buried with Christ, and risen with him, we are united to Christ and his body, the church. We are cleansed, justified, and sanctified, all in baptism, as it says in Titus, the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. Many Christians have gone away from baptism, bypassing it and stressing only faith and faith relationships. Why is the mystery of water so necessary? Because just as Christ actually died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, all through faith and God's grace, so we must be immersed in the sacramental waters of baptism, made effectual through water and the Word. Yet this miraculous work is so simple in form. the world doesn't want it. The person to be born again, joined to Christ, is covered in water three times, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the new birth, a true mystery takes place, for in the sacrament of baptism we die, going down into the water to be mystically united to Christ in his death, and we live again, rising up out of the water in his resurrection and in his resurrected humanity. In short, again, we are born. The brilliance of baptism is something that is central and our church can never overlook. As the church goes along its theological discourse, it can always find danger in forgetting the fundamentals of what it believes. Baptism, once so central to the belief of Christendom, can become relegated to a rite of passage with little or no effect on the life of the believer. Today's text takes us back to the central reality that we are a born-again people, born of water and the Spirit. These two items, water and the Spirit, coming together to cause a new creation in every one of us. We don't see it as the Reformed churches do, water being a physical birth, Spirit being some manifestation of tongue or prophecy. No, it comes together in baptism. The beginning of this birth was in baptism. The water is baptism. The Spirit is that grace which is given to us in baptism. The result of this birth is clearly seen in the hour of death, as we sang in the hymn, or in time of the test of poverty, temptation, or trials. If you are only born of flesh, you will fight to defend yourself, looking one way or the other, imploring your own reason to make your living and survive your days. But the person who is born again goes through life differently, resting peacefully in the promise. One needs only look so far as Dr. Marquardt, as he faced an imminent death, yet he faced the reality of death with the promise of Christ. By God's grace, our church is held fast to the realities of baptismal regeneration. Once again, our children are being taught to make the sign of the cross daily as ones redeemed through baptism. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen.